This is Akashvani. On the eve of the winter session of Parliament, the News Services Division of Akashvani brings you issues before Parliament. The participants are Siddharth Yadav, spokesperson from Bharatiya Janata Party, Dr. Syed Nasir Hussain, Rajya Sabha MP from Indian National Congress, Nilotpal Basu, former Rajya Sabha MP from the Communist Party of India, Marxist, and Anmol Pawar, spokesperson from Aam Aadmi Party. The moderator is K.V. Prasad, senior journalist.
The winter session of Parliament will begin on December 1. It has some 19 days to go when a clutch of bills the government plans to introduce, including 10 which has been listed for introduction. Of course, there are two bills which have been referred to the standing committee, and depending on the reports being made available, this session could take up for discussion and passage. We have with us spokesperson of the Bharatiya Janata Party, Mr. Siddharth Yadav, Congress MP Mr. Nasir Hussain, Mr. Anmol Pawar of the Aam Aadmi Party, and of course Mr. Nilotpal Basu, former member of Parliament from the Communist Party of India, Marxist. Welcome, everybody. Mr. Yadav, I would like to start with you to briefly tell us what will the priorities of the government of the day in this short session, because the session is for, as we know, for December 19th, and obviously a list of bills have been circulated or in government intends to move, if you can share something.
Thank you for having me on your show. This winter session, as all sessions of the parliament, is going to be a very important session for policy making and for the legislative progress of this country. 10 bills, as you said, have been put on the list for introduction. Two bills which were earlier referred to in the select committee are for the passage. When it comes down to for the introduction of bills, we have some very important bills that the government intends to introduce, which includes the Corporate Laws Amendment Bill 2025, the SEBI Bill for 2025, the Insurance Laws Amendment Bill 2025, the Manipur GST Bill 2025. We are also intending to introduce a Higher Education Commission of India Bill 2025, which shall be able to contribute for the coordination and determining the standards of higher education in our country. Atomic Energy Bill 2025, the National Highways Amendment Bill. We also have the Arbitration and Conciliation Bill. These are some kinds of bill with the intention behind all such bills is definitely one, ease of business, ease of living for the people, more and more advancements for the people and simplification of our laws. That's view. And the two bills that were earlier sent for the select committee, those as well, and I'm sure those are widely discussed as well, the Insolvency and Bankruptcy Code, which would now ease out the fast process for smaller businesses and startups, and the Jan Vishwas Bill, which is going to be repealing stricter punishments for minor offenses. So such businesses which are going to bring on ease and which is going to bring on relief for the people and which are very essential for the progress is what the government intends to produce. Having said all of this, but this is the intention of the government, but as we have been seeing in past few sessions in the parliament, I think what is more important is we do have discussions on all such bills. The government intends to take into the account the point of view of all elected members of the parliament, and after such considerations only, the bills should be proceeded with. But the track record in the past few sessions has been otherwise, but we are wishing to head start with this session with a positive note.
I'd like to bring here Mr. Nilotpal Basu, the senior most of parliamentarians in the room. Your experience has been different, so you say, and you heard the BJP spokesperson articulate the points the government wants to do and what the government intentions are. Could you share, for the benefit of our listeners, the kind of opposition plans in general, and of course the Communist Party of India, Marxist in particular?
Thank you very much. Let me first preface what I have to say with some response to what Mr. Yadav has pointed out about the irresponsibility of the opposition in trying to transact businesses in the House. I find it sometimes very surprising the way Parliament functions. I mean, you cannot have a vibrant parliamentary democracy at the same time try to orchestrate what the opposition will do or not do. Usually the practice used to be that there was a meeting ground between the government and the opposition to try and smoothen out what could be the possible transaction in the House. But nowadays I think it's just cut and dry, and the government proposes and the opposition, if it is not in a position to agree, there is no further communication. Forget about conversation. So I think that is a basic problem and it needs to be sorted out, because overall the impact of this kind of a stalemate is not very good on the people, because they expect our parliament to be vibrant, to be accountable, because they themselves are accountable to the people. Now, let me come to this whole question about laws. Now, the major problem about parliament, because parliament's main powers that has been bestowed on the parliament by the constitution is to legislate. Now, we find that on several legislations that there is no discussion, and the old system of reference to standing committees or select committees is few and far between, which is again reconciliatory mechanism for the parliament. So I think as a result of that, what has happened, I mean, we have to raise this question in a very vigorous manner. The notification of the labor courts have come. And there the government did not have any discussion or consultation with either the opposition parties or the trade unions. There was absolutely no discussion. And what Mr. Jadhav was referring to, that is ease of doing business and at the same time ease of people's living. These two aspects, in our view, are irreconcilable. So if you stress the question of ease of doing business, it has to be that for the majority of the people, the ease of living ceases to exist. So therefore, there is a confrontation on this, and we will articulate this aspect vigorously by already trade unions have come in the open with specific amendments. And then there is this whole question of the terror situation. And we were told earlier during Operation Sindoor that terrorism has been done away with. Then we saw what happened in Red Fort, and the government has not yet come out with any studied response to what is happening on the question. And then the other question is that what is agitating the minds of the people is this whole Trump era, what we call tariff terrorism. Now, this is very important because already we are seeing that effect is there in a big way on Indian exports. So therefore, the government has not yet cared to come out with its studied position on that. I mean, let alone really going ahead with some kind of a response. And it is affecting the people, it is going to affect the people, particularly the farmers in the agriculture sector. And then there are questions of these bills that he also mentioned about the electricity privatization bill. I mean, this is a major paradigm shift which is going to take place because the state boards cannot coexist really. And it is totally to the whims and fancies of the private electricity generators and transmitters and distributors. So I think these are the major issues, which, therefore, that will be articulated in the House.
Yeah. Before I bring in Mr. Nasir Hussain, I'd like to bring in Mr. Pawar from the Aam Aadmi Party. What will be your priorities going into this session?
Jai Hind, everyone. Every session of Parliament is a defining moment in the nation's future. And then in this supreme institution of democracy, everyone is expected to rise over partisan politics, uphold the constitutional values, and engage in fact-based discussions on issues that directly impact the common man of this country. The Aam Aadmi Party has always ensured that we raise the concerns of the people forcefully on the streets and in the House as well. And this time, in this session, three pressing issues require immediate and sincere deliberation. First is the toxic and poisonous air that the citizens are being forced to breathe. Pollution in Delhi and across the country, it has reached life-threatening levels. Children, senior citizens and ordinary families, they are suffering. The hospitals are flooded with patients who are suffering from respiratory ailments. And this is not just an environment challenge, it's a nationwide public health crisis. Delhi, the national capital, has turned into a gas chamber. Stepping outside and inhaling air seems like inhaling poison, because the air quality index that has reached dangerously critical levels, it has crossed all the limits of human tolerance. So this would be our first issue. Second is the electoral manipulation which is being carried out under the cloak of SIR by the BJP and the Election Commission. Voters' names are being arbitrarily deleted. We saw that in Delhi elections, in the New Delhi Assembly itself, 42,000 votes were deleted. In Bihar, we saw that more than 80 lakh voters have been deleted. Not a single addition, except those BJP volunteers who are being added. This is a daylight looting of democracy. When our vote is not safe, then how can we say that democracy is safe? Thirdly, the shocking collapse of the security under the BJP government and its investigative and intelligence agencies. A failure so grave that even the terrorists managed to infiltrate our capital and reach the heart of the national capital, Red Fort, and bomb blast took place. Red Fort is one of our most iconic national symbols. And BJP is in the center, Home Ministry is under BJP. Despite that, terrorists managed to reach there and bomb blasts take place. There are a number of incidents which took place in the last 10 years, several terrorist incidents. और यही लोग थे ना जो कहते थे कि जी आतंकवाद जो है हम जड़ से खत्म कर देंगे तो जवाब देना चाहिए इन्हें बिकॉज वी कैनॉट इग्नोर दीज प्रेसिंग चैलेंजेस.
मिस्टर हुसैन वुड लाइक टू अंडरस्टैंड फॉर द बेनिफिट ऑफ आवर लिसनर्स द इश्यूज दैट द कांग्रेस पार्टी वुड लाइक टू टेक अप इन पर्टिकुलर एंड एज द ऑपोजिशन इन जनरल.
As a parliamentarian, I broadly think Congress should be taking up the vote chori SIR issue because this is something which we have seen in Bihar, unabated vote chori. This is only disregarding the parliamentary process in our country. Any democracy can only thrive when there are free and fair elections. But as Pandit Nehru once put it in his parliamentary speech, that every citizen of the country should have a right to participate in the democratic process of our country. That's the reason why Congress, under the leadership of Pandit Nehru, had opted for universal adult franchise as against limited franchise that was proposed by RSS and Hindu Mahasabha at that time, which is followed by the present government, the ideology that is still followed by the present government. See, what we have seen in SIR and vote chori is people belonging to depressed communities, people belonging to marginalized section, people, those who are poor, people, those who are do migrate from one place to other for their livelihoods, people, those who have to go out of the states for jobs, education, and they're all being denied their right to vote in the present context. That's exactly the reason why we said that we are against SIR. SIR, people may argue that this is something which has to be done. We don't have a problem with revision of electoral rolls. But then the election commission should ensure that the free and fair election and opportunity and the right to vote of the people of this country is protected. And apart from this, I think Congress should take up the Delhi blasting because under this government in the past 11 and a half years, we have seen major attacks occurring at Pathankot, Uri, Pulwama, Pahalgam and now the Red Fort. Despite heightened rhetoric on national security, the recurring nature of such attacks and intelligence failure reveals that Home Ministry is inadequate to deal with these kind of situations. It is only rhetoric that we have seen by this party when it was in opposition and only rhetoric now when they are back in power. They have not been able to stall these kind of attacks, which shows that there are security lapses in the country and there is intelligence failure. Then apart from this, I think the demand for the state food for Jammu and Kashmir, which has been promised by the present government at the center, needs to be taken up. And rising violence against SCs, STs, minorities across India reflect BJP's politics, and that has to be taken up. And stagnant U.S. trade ties and shrinking Russian oil imports, which is exposing India's fragile strategic autonomy, has to be taken up and discussed, which is very, very important now because this has been there in you, not only in news, and this is being debated all over the world. And especially in the U.S., that H-1B visa fees, etc., this has to be dealt with. And the tariffs that have been levied on Indian goods has to be taken up. So these are the issues which not only directly hits the people of our country, this is something which as a nation we need to be concerned. And apart from this, recurrent disasters in the form of cloudbursts, flash floods and landslides reveal failures in planning and preparedness of this government. And then challenges in Indian foreign policy and strategic presence in the region that needs to be closely looked at because this is something which we have failed in the last few years. None are on our side, which has been very clearly demonstrated during the Operation Sindoor, especially in Nepal, Myanmar, Sri Lanka, Bangladesh, China. They all stand to do things which are against the Indian interests. And neglect of environmental and social economic concerns and the proposed Great Nicobar project is one thing which needs to be discussed. Then the first EQI data can't be downplayed. That's need to be discussed, especially in Delhi. And if the national capital cannot be safe for 4 or 5 months in a year, then it becomes very difficult for the people to carry on their lives here. Then unemployment continues to be very severe. And so many other things are there, I think, which we need to take on. We have a very small session, only 15 working days, in which are only 12 days can be productive. The other 3 days are reserved for the opposition. So only 12 days can be termed as productive days, actual days in this session. We would have had a longer session and we could have discussed all these issues.
Mr. Yadav, you have a host of issues in which you can respond one by one. If you choose to, we can have it roundabout. Yeah. I leave the floor to you.
I think a couple of things, and to respond to my learned friend from the Communist Party first, I don't agree with one fact, and that is that when we say that there's a confrontation, if the government says that ease of business and ease of living can go together, I think it's a changed notion, and this old thought of communism that if business grows, the life has to be difficult is long gone. India is now going to be the third largest economy. Business is giving more money into the pockets of the people. We have taken out 25 crore people out of poverty. It is the growing businesses in our country, the growing startups in our country that is giving more aspirations to the young generation of this country. And this, all such notions and all such conflicts that if businesses would grow, then it's going to be harmful for the country, I think long time that they have to go away. If I have to respond to my learned friend from the Aam Aadmi Party, I understand, but a couple of issues that he raised. And addressing those, I wish to address the larger question. Now, what is the parliament for? What do we think the parliament is for? The parliament is for legislating. It is for discussions. It is a forum where the representatives of the public have to come together and discuss people's issue. We are open to all such discussions. But what do? When discussions time come, when 0 hour is given, when a question hour is given, how many discussions would you do? Now, if the opposition choose that we wish to raise the issue of, say, SIR, what can the parliament do about something that the election commission has to do? You tell me the provision. If there is a provision that the parliament can legislate upon, or the parliament can choose upon the SIR has to happen or not, then it is probably worthy for you to discuss that here. You have taken to all forums where probably you should have righteously taken it to, and you have faced all rejections. Now you wish to take the parliament hostage on that. That is not parliamentary democracy. That is not healthy for the parliament. That is not healthy for the democracy. That's my first submission. Point number two, definitely issues such as national security, issues such as health and well-being of the people, issues like pollution, definitely should be taken up and would be taken up, because pollution has been something which we have been taking up as a political party, BJP. From past 10 years, we were not in power, but I don't understand where the passion comes from for my learned friend from the Aam Aadmi Party. When you speak about pollution so much, 10 years you ruled this state, and when you were ruling the capital, and when you were investing money, and when you had installed, say, an air purifier in Connaught Place, which could not work for 8 hours, you did not find this passion. I wish to address to the larger issue is, it has become a trend that we have to find anything that we can to take the parliament hostage. Let no actual deliberation on bills happen. Let no reconciliation happen. And let no opinions come forward. That's the issue. We have seen this on so many issues. Every time before the parliament, something would come up and the opposition would take it up. You want to discuss national security? Definitely. We would discuss that, because we are the ones who are saying that in past 10 years, the national security of this country has been at the best. Compare it with the data in the UPA. Compare it what happened. What happened in Delhi at Red Fort, I totally understand and we condemn. But what was saved has to be issued. But today, the unfortunate part is that politics on such issues has also become a tool for the opposition. These issues are not for political tools. These issues are issues of national security, and likewise are issues of serious considerations.
Mr. Hussain, you just heard the issues raised by the BJP, especially saying that it is the opposition which does not allow members to discuss it. Would you like to respond to it?
See, I think it doesn't understand parliamentary democracy. They doesn't look at the statements given by their own leaders in the parliament when they were in the opposition. So it doesn't understand the conventions of a parliamentary democracy the world over. We need to understand that it is the duty and the responsibility of the party that is there in power to see that the parliament functions. What do we need in parliament? There is a government and there is an opposition. And the government tries to bring in its issues in the form of bills. It tries to bring its agenda in the form of bills on which the opposition should be prepared to discuss, debate, maybe sometimes pass consensually, or maybe sometimes vote against it or debate against it. This is something which concerns the government and which the government brings it in the forms of the bill. But what about the agenda of the opposition? By the agenda of the opposition, I mean that the issues of the people, common man, the concerns of the people needs to be articulated by the opposition, which is generally done in a democratic setup, and especially in a parliamentary democracy. The opposition tries to articulate the issues, the grievances, and the recent incidents that have happened, recent political developments that have happened. And this only the opposition can do, because the people at large cannot come in the parliament and discuss these things. So opposition tries to raise these issues, which needs to be accommodated by the government. We were in power for a large part of our parliamentary democracy in the country. We did accommodate voices of opposition, voices of dissent in the parliament. So if you don't allow the opposition to raise issue and discuss issues which concern the people of the country, then why should the opposition go to the parliament or sit in the parliament only to say ayes to the bills that have been brought by the government?
Yeah, Mr. Basu, I want to bring you here. Two things are very clear. I think no political party would say don't have a discussion, because that debate and discussion, that's the only forum for parliamentarians to be hold the government of the day accountable, number one. Having said that, we heard the BJP spokesperson say what he had to say, but other issues that many time parliamentarians from the opposition benches complain is they want to discuss, but they're not allowed the space. So would you like to clarify on that?
Absolutely, that is the problem. He is quoting so eloquently about the reconcilability of ease of doing business. And now the biggest problem with the government today is the statistics. And their credibility itself is questioned, and not only in our country, but the world over, Indian statistics is being seen with a pinch of salt. So I don't want to join specific issues in the sense that how actually does not show that this jugglery of 25 crores of people coming out of poverty during this period. I mean, whatever index you see, whether it is the Human Development Index, whether it is the Hunger Index, and so many other things, one of the highest levels of unemployment generally and educated unemployment in particular. So the fact of the matter is that the people are suffering. So therefore, all those issues have to be discussed. Now, the question of SIR also becomes important, because the way Election Commission is behaving is also a direct result of the rejection by the government of the manner of choice of the Election Commission itself. So I think it is wrong to say that the manner in which it has been, and that is getting reflected in the partisan manner, and nobody asked BJP to get involved. But when objections came up by the political parties, it was only BJP which came out openly supporting the Election Commission. So I think if charge of politicizing an issue is coming up, I think BJP is squarely responsible for that. And on the question of terrorism also, nobody is saying that, I mean, earlier terrorism was not there, now terrorism is there. Terrorism continues because of certain factors which must be addressed. Now, taking a very, very chauvinistic position. And now what happens after Red Fort? Because after Sindoor, we had heard that terrorism has been eliminated for good. And then again it has happened. The government has not even come out with an explanation why it happened. So therefore, I think it is one thing to act as if nothing is missed because of the government. Government has a lot of answering to do, and that it should. And if that approach is taken, I think there will be no problem in transacting business.
Mr. Pawar, two things which came out, and of course, Mr. Yadav's reaction. Pollution remains an issue for everybody. Where do you take it forward from where we are?
As far as pollution is concerned, the BJP spokesperson said that we were in power for last 10 years. He's not so naive that he don't know, and he's not aware about the fact that Delhi is the most polluted city in the world. WHO report says that 13 out of the most polluted 20 cities are in India. 83 out of the 100 most polluted cities in Asia are in India. And 33 out of the 50 most polluted cities in the world are in India. And they are ruling almost 22 states. Look at the AQI of Uttar Pradesh. Look at the AQI of Madhya Pradesh or adjoining states, Delhi. It's a national health emergency. It's not just a Delhi problem. It's a pan North India problem. It's a national health emergency. And they used to blame the farmers of Punjab. In Punjab, in last 3 years, the stubble burning incidents have reduced by 95%. And this certificate of appreciation has been given by agency CAQM, Commission of Air Quality, IARI, Indian Agriculture Research Institute, and CPCB, Central Pollution Control Board. And their own affidavit, which was filed before the Honorable Supreme Court, it says that only 1% of the pollution contributes from stubble burning. So the 99% pollution in the national capital is from the factors from the city itself. So they are responsible. Secondly, he talked about SIR. This is an assault on the very soul of our democracy. It's a fraud of historic proportion, because they are the same people who were caught stealing elections red-handed on camera during Punjab mayoral polls. And as far as national security is concerned, he said that national security is best under the BJP rule. If national security is best under your rule, then why is it that terrorist incidents took under their regime? And they are squarely responsible. People are not feeling safe. Everything is under their control. And as far as working of the parliament is concerned, look, we genuinely want discussions. It is the Bharatiya Janata Party that refuses to let the session function because they are running away from accountability. So I would request my friend from BJP to let the session function and address the nation on these pressing issues.
लोग जिंदा रहेंगे तभी तो कानून पास करोगे आप.
Mr. Yadav, you can have respond to the members who said
that. I don't think that your comments which were made do deserve a response.
Fair enough, that's up to you.
I had initially only said that few issues should be beyond political fights, and those are beyond scoring political points. But since learned guests have spoken about a few things, I wish to, expose the hypocrisy. And please allow me that. My learned friend had said that the manner in which the election commissioner is chosen is the point why the Bharatiya Janata Party should be questioned. And I wish to ask myself this question. What is the manner? And what was the manner earlier? What is the manner? How, until when in this country we will live in a hypocrisy? And let me tell you what was the manner. Before our government, there was no procedure to appoint the election commissioner in this country. It was done solely at the discretion of the Prime Minister, appointed by the President. No panel, nothing. Nothing in the Constitution. When this issue came up later on, the Supreme Court said that the government has to come up with a procedure to appoint it. Until you come up with a procedure, we are making a panel wherein the CGI is also a member. The government came up with a due procedure, and now that procedure includes the leader of opposition as well. The leader of opposition is a part in appointment of the election commissioner, first time in the country. And when that is happening, the leader of opposition is a part of that. Now the manner in which the election commissioner is appointed, now that is questioned. What was the manner earlier? Point number one. Point number two. You asked my learned friend, and I thought that he would back off, especially on the issue of pollution in the national capital. But he started counting the 33 cities. The 33 cities in our country which are facing pollution. Definitely, cities facing pollution, we all of us know. But he said that Delhi ka pollution ki baat to aap humse, you should not ask, because it is in 33 cities. But we will ask you, because now you are in Delhi. Point number one. Point number two, that you were the ones who said that it is because of parali. Who said? We were not in power. It was your government, your leader, which came up with a product also, that you put this in the fields so that when parali, stubble burning happens, no pollution will come to Delhi. You launched the product. You went there. You blamed parali yourself. You blamed all kisans of Punjab until you formed a government in Punjab. Once you formed a government in Punjab, then everything in Punjab went right. Before that, everything was wrong. That's number two. Number three, he also said list of bomb blasts. You have forgotten what used to happen in Delhi, Bhopal, Nelly, in Mumbai, all cities. No city in this country was beyond a bomb blast. No state in this country was beyond the effects of terrorism. So I again reiterate, what's the changes that are happening, one has to acknowledge. If you don't acknowledge, then you don't acknowledge. We don't expect that there can be an agreement on all issues. Definitely not. We are different political parties with different political ideologies, pushing for different political agendas. That's absolutely understandable. But what has to be, I think, one understanding that has to be developed is, despite having different political understanding and different political ideologies, would we skip the discussions? Parliament is for discussion. You wish to come, you wish to discuss, you have all the time to discuss. The time is allocated according to the parliamentary strength of political parties. You have all the time to discussion. Whenever an opposition MP is speaking, nobody from the government interrupts or says that we will not let you speak. But it's the other way around. That's not healthy for the democracy.
Mr. Basu.
In the parliamentary system, it is primarily the responsibility of the government to create that atmosphere of mutual confidence where there can be a discussion. If discussion cannot be held, then I think the government also should look inwards. That's all.
Mr. Pawar. Pollution is concerned. When we were in Delhi for 10 years, we made every effort to make Delhi cleaner and greener, and that was the reason why the pollution reduced in Delhi by more than 40%. We introduced electric buses, tree transplantation policies, 24-hour electricity. We shut down both the coal plants. But as I said, this issue is pan-India. He's trying to divert the issue. He's not answering that why is it that other parts of the India, all of them are facing this acute problem of pollution. And certainly we used to say in 2021 that there are a number of incidents of stubble burning in Punjab, but at least we have worked in those 3 years. At that time there used to be 75,000 cases, and this year only around 2,000 cases. So that is what we have done. Humne jo kaha wo kiya. Secondly, he talked about that terrorist incidents used to happen in Delhi during the time of the other parties. Bhai sahab, recently, not even a month has passed, Red Fort was bomb blast. Also, they are still happening.
Well, unfortunately, the time is running out and I can't carry the discussion any forward. But I'm sure the kind of debate that all of you engaged in this room would certainly get reflected in Parliament, and the government of the day would respond to each and every issue raised here and also by members of Parliament inside the houses. Thank you very much for joining the discussion.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You were listening to Issues Before Parliament. The participants were Siddharth Yadav, spokesperson from Bharatiya Janata Party, Dr. Syed Nasir Hussain, Rajya Sabha MP from the Indian National Congress, Nilotpal Basu, former Rajya Sabha MP from Communist Party of India Marxist, and Anmol Pawar, spokesperson from the Aam Aadmi Party. The moderator was K.B. Prasad, senior journalist. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on a mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on a YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may email your opinion about this program at airnsdtalks@gmail.com.